My name is Christian. I am 10 years old and a fifth grade student from Winchester Thurston School. These are my reflections on interviewing George Eke. I learned from George Eke that we should always be grateful for what we have. Other people might not have things that we take for granted. George wanted to put smiles on other people's faces and to make other people's day by helping them. George's childhood in Nigeria was fun. He had many friends and they would play games together, like bowling and playing ball. They would also listen to music together. While growing up, it was always George's dream to help others, both individuals and groups in a community, and to put smiles on other people's faces. While growing up, it was always George's dream to help others, both individuals and groups in the community, and to put smiles on other people's faces. He has always felt happy when other people are happy. George always loved school and education. George was excited to come to America because he knew he would be able to interact with a lot of diverse people. He felt he knew a lot about the United States before coming here at the age of 28 to study social work. George was looking forward to coming to the U.S. because he wanted to learn about different perspectives on life. George felt welcome in the U.S. He experienced freedoms that he expected. George said that he liked that every day he got to meet different people. George taught me to always be grateful for what I have and to think positively every day. I learned that even in the darkest times, there is always a flicker of hope. Thank you, George, for sharing your time and story for us.